The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have heard this. Speaking at a book launch last night, the tarnished Micheál Martin said he believes that the case against Ian Bailey for the murder of Sophie Tuscan de Plantier should have gone before a jury. The minister made the comments at the launch of the book Sophie, the Final Verdict by journalist Senan Maloney in Dublin. Indeed, the tarnished was asked about this again today, and he says he stood by those comments. Have a listen.
And I would say that I'd situate my remarks in the context of that it is important to reflect on momentous events of this kind, that we should never ourselves insulate ourselves or our systems from reflection and observation. And by any yardstick, and reading the comprehensive work that he did and others, I've come to the conclusion that we did fail the family of Sophie de Plantier, and we didn't do right by Sophie de Plantier. But there has to be space in our public discourse for that kind of reflection, observation, otherwise we're sort of reinforcing maybe issues that do need to change over time.
That is what the tarnished had to say about it today. Jean-Pierre Gâteau is with me, uncle to Sophie Tuscan de Plantier. Jean-Pierre, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Did you support what the tarnished, what Micheál Martin had to say?
So, good afternoon. I fully support what precisely Mr. Martin tells yesterday and repeated today, I understand, yes. We believe that an official inquest must be launched. We are awaiting strong and decisive action from the Irish state. There are too many flaws in this sad and the tragic story. It was exactly what I told yesterday, you know. Now we cannot wait more.
Do you feel that the Irish state, the Irish legal system in particular, failed Sophie and her family?
I think, yes. The Irish state really failed. You know, we have so many examples of this kind of failing. We have the feeling that many advance could have been done in 1997 already.
Like what? What are the early failures that you're aware of?
Early failures is to make free, you know, after 12 hours, for instance, Ian Bailey in February. Also, you know, the fact the DPP didn't take a decision and allowed the release of text against the work by the Garda in 2000. Yeah. So they are very strong, very, very bad example of what happens in this case.
Do you think, Jean-Pierre, we will ever know exactly what happened that day, or that we will ever get justice?
We, of course, French justice took a decision in 2019. So for us, Ian Bailey has been considered as a killer and has been judged in France in absentia. But a lot of things we don't know. We don't know exactly what happens between 11 p.m. On December 22nd, 96, and the next day, 10:30 a.m., we have a kind of dark, a complete dark period of time. We don't know anything. Mm. We don't know the exact time of the death of Sophie. We don't know if Bailey was alone or was with someone. We don't know anything about that period.
How do you feel, Jean-Pierre? How does the family feel about, you know, new books being published about Sophie's death, about documentaries being made, about feature films being made? Is it the type of thing that you welcome because it keeps the focus and keeps attention on it, or is there kind of a voyeuristic element to it? What's your view?
My review is excellent. You know, I think Senan Maloney made a great work because he followed the case since Since I think it was on Tuesday 24th, yes, he went to from Dublin to Skull to follow the case. Yes, so he knows a lot of things, and the material he produced in that book is really should be considered in a very serious fashion, very serious manner.
Mm-hmm. Well, that book is called Sophie: The Final Verdict. By Senan Maloney, Jean-Pierre Gadeau, uncle to Sophie Toscan de Plantier. Jean-Pierre, thank you for joining us. We had mentioned there, of course, of Ian Bailey. Ian Bailey passed away earlier this year in January at the age of 66. Frank Buttermer is a solicitor who often represented Ian Bailey when he was alive. Frank, you're welcome to the show as well, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us. What was your reaction when you heard these comments from the Taoiseach last night?
I was flabbergasted that the Taoiseach commented in the way that he did at the time when he did and in the circumstances in which he did. I had not been aware of anything that he ever said about the case over the 28-year period. If he ever did comment about it publicly, he may have done so privately. But in a public sense, I wasn't aware of any comment, bearing in mind his, you know, various ministerial positions and his role as Taoiseach and now, you know, Deputy Prime Minister of the country. And to come out and make comments of the nature that he did, I was, to say the least, yeah, I think flabbergasted is the word.
What was it about those comments, the nature of them, that left you flabbergasted?
Okay, first of all, our justice and our constitutional system is based upon the separation of powers. He has made what seemed to me, anyway, to be clearly grossly disparaging comments in relation to the justice system insofar as it concerns the office of the DPP and its independence and the role of the courts in the matter, particularly the Supreme Court, where an interpretation of his comments would be that the court system was used for the purposes of somehow avoiding justice. Insofar as the basis of his comments otherwise in relation to Ian Bailey specifically, again, bearing in mind that he doesn't seem to have made a contribution to this matter, and rightly so, by the way, because of his political position over the past 28 years, he seems now to be basing his comment upon a book, which I haven't read, which was published yesterday. He must have had prior access, but that's perfectly fine. But the author of that book is himself quoted in newspapers today as saying that some of the material that is contained in the book would not be admitted in court as evidence. I mean, if our Taoiseach is therefore, for whom I have, by the way, you know, a lot of respect and have had so over the years and what he's done, but if he's basing an opinion as to the guilt of Ian Bailey upon a book that contains material that the author himself acknowledges to be inadmissible, I would be worried about his interpretation of a book and, you know, a damning verdict, therefore, on Mr. Bailey, who's not here to speak for himself, based upon, you know, that level of, you know, research or whatever it is.
A more sympathetic interpretation of what Micheál Martin said might be that when you take the justice system in its broadest sense to include kind of the Gardaí and everybody else, that undoubtedly we did fail Sophie Toscan de Plantier in the sense that nobody has ever been found to be responsible for her death. So kind of it's a prima facie failure, regardless of who you think is responsible. And he was merely acknowledging that. And what he was talking about as well, and he clarified it maybe more so in today's comments than at the book launch, was never being afraid to review our processes and our systems where those failures exist. Is that not a very mature attitude to take?
Yeah, that's fine, Kieran. I'd support all of that insofar as the generality of what he proposes is concerned, without the disparaging elements of criticisms, you know. But then he bases his comments on, you know, the case involving Ian Bailey. So, yes, our state has failed, and I would express my sympathies to your previous contributor, Jean-Pierre Gadeau. Absolutely. What happened in our country to that woman is appalling. Our failure to identify an actual correct suspect, investigate the case correctly, do all the right procedures, etc., and then bring the correct suspect to justice is our failure. There's no question about that. But that doesn't mean that it has to be Ian Bailey who carries the can, because he became the focus extraordinarily quickly and so on and so forth. He became the focus of the inquiry, ruling out all other potential, doesn't make it an extra ingredient in the failure.
Frank Buttermer, solicitor who represented Ian Bailey during his lifetime. Like I say, Ian Bailey passed away aged 66 in January of this year. Frank, thank you for joining us. Thank you again to Jean-Pierre Gassot, who's the uncle of Sophie Toscan de Plantier, who spoke to us a little bit earlier.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.